Good morning, sovereigns. If you've ever wondered what happens when fake journalism tries to infiltrate the signal, then this frequency is yours. This is the signal. And we're talking about controlled opposition wearing a press badge. Yesterday, Wired magazine reached out. You know Wired, the publication that pretends to hold tech and government accountable while carefully avoiding anything that actually threatens power. The reporter had done her homework. She'd been to my LinkedIn. She knew about my Pentagon DDS background. She knew about the surveillance. She knew about the corruption case. But here's what she wanted to talk about. Doge meme coins. Let me paint the picture for you. I'm explaining systematic judicial corruption. Federal surveillance networks. A judge, who botched the Navy's biggest corruption case, now protecting contractors from accountability. Real institutional rot with documented evidence. Her response? Got it. So tell me about the Doge restructuring at DDS. Got it. That's intelligence officer confirmation language, not journalism curiosity. When I told her about Judge Robert Huey, the same man who let Fat Leonard slip through prosecutorial misconduct now dismissing contractor corruption cases, she wanted to know about my appeal strategy. When I explained the coordinated surveillance using neighborhood apps to recruit civilians, she wanted my case number so she could review it later. When I mentioned Coil.fm, where all this evidence is documented in real time, she acted like she'd never heard of it. But she'd already been to my LinkedIn. You see the pattern, don't you? This is controlled opposition perfected. Wired would rather write satirical pieces about government meme coins than expose government surveillance operations. They'll publish think pieces about Big Ball's Doge projects while ignoring big brass corruption in federal courtrooms. It's the NGO model applied to journalism. You know how NGO work, right? Government funds grassroots opposition to government. Environmental groups that show up to county meetings pretending to represent the people, but they are actually funded by the very developers they are supposedly opposing. Same playbook. Different industry. Wired creates the illusion of tech accountability while actually protecting the tech establishment. She wasn't there to write a story about corruption. She was there to collect intelligence about corruption. The questions gave her away. What's your legal strategy? Can you send me case documentation? Are you planning to appeal? These aren't journalist questions. These are handler questions. Real journalism would have asked, how did you discover the civilian surveillance network? What evidence do you have of judicial protection? How does this connect to broader institutional corruption? Instead, she wanted intel disguised as interview. Here's what I told her. You guys are scared. Wired, The Intercept, all of you. You're scared of Trump, you're scared of real corruption, you're scared of anything that doesn't come with a pretty bow. You'll touch a Snowden story because it's already been sanitized and packaged. But live, active, documented corruption happening right now? Got it. I'll need to review and come back with better questions. Translation. I need to report back to my handlers. This is why independent signal matters. Legacy media isn't broken, it's working exactly as designed. To create the illusion of accountability while protecting the very systems they pretend to critique. Wired isn't journalism. It's damage control with a tech aesthetic. They want you to think someone's watching big tech and big government. Someone is, but they are not reporting to you. They are reporting to the same masters they pretend to challenge. The beautiful thing about the signal? No corporate funding. No government grants. No handlers to report back to. Just the frequency, cutting through the static. When they say independent journalism, what they mean is independently funded by the same sources they are supposedly investigating. When we say independent signal, we mean actually independent. No middlemen. No gatekeepers. No controlled opposition. The rattlesnake doesn't need permission from Wired to warn you. It just coils. And signals. And transmits. Same truth. Same frequency. Forever. This has been the signal. Keep your receivers tuned.